Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you have decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Today, we're coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located in the lower level of our building, which is located in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pierce Street. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, I would like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, I am thrilled today to be joined by a first-time guest who is literally a legend in our Siouxland community, a world-caliber softball pitcher, a world-champion softball player, Mr. Pete Sandman. Welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris.
It is such a pleasure to finally meet you, and as I said a little bit before we started this morning, I grew up watching you play. I was one of the guys that had their father take him out to Pencor Park, and as I said, I remember the marathon no-hit games between Pencor and Canadian Tire back in the day, and that was so good for our community, and it was a pleasure to watch you play, and it's a privilege to meet you this morning.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's had been a great career in Sioux City, and I can tell you the best thing about hosting the world tournaments back then was having the teams come to town so the people could appreciate the level, caliber of softball you had to play to win that world tournament.
I do remember the first world tournament that I went to. I said, this is Major League Baseball being played with a softball. That was the caliber of play.
Very intense sport, especially with men, because like I say, they're breathing down your throat. These guys could hit, throw, just awesome, awesome athletes.
And they knew the game. Oftentimes, it's having the knowledge of the game, where are you taking the ball in any given circumstances on defense. And I'll tell you what, back in the day, Pencor didn't make many mistakes, and it was fun to see them rattle off world championship titles. And Pete, over the course of the program today, we're going to not only introduce you to the listening audience, but we're going to talk about the significant renovations that are underway at Hubbard Park on the near north side of Sioux City. We're also going to talk about the upcoming Legends game, which is scheduled for Thursday, June 29th, and the grand reopening associated with Hubbard Park and that Legends game, and then some of the activities that you have planned throughout that weekend for some of the Legends who will be returning to Siouxland. But before we get to that, Pete, for those who may not know, tell us about where you grew up. I know you're a local guy.
Well, that comes back to Hubbard Park because a lot of people say, well, I grew up at Hubbard Park. Well, I did. I lived at 28th and Jennings Street right on the corner of Hubbard Park and grew up at the park, so did everything from watching games to be a bat boy to eventually participate with the teams, which was great because I got to play with my heroes, right? The guys I watched down there, I used to go watch, and now I got to play with them. And then, we used to ice skate down there at Hubbard Park, and it turned into a great career for me.
You know, Hubbard Park's a wonderful facility. I mentioned earlier, as a kid, I played softball there, played baseball there. We had football practice there when I was a grade school kid at Blessed Sacrament, which was a couple of blocks away. And then I, too, spent a lot of days ice skating at Hubbard Park. It was such a unique facility that could accommodate so many different sports. And I'm interested in you growing up there. Most kids your age would have been playing baseball, and maybe you played baseball, but were you also learning to play softball at the same time?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting for me because I was playing baseball both at Leif Erickson and headed out there, but then I threw my arm out. I was a pitcher, and I threw my arm out overhand, and when I relieved from that, I couldn't throw firmly overhand anymore, but I could pitch underhand without pain, so I just kind of went that route and stayed with the softball and, you know, ended up pitching for the USA.
it was quite a story, and Pete, I don't want you to be humble about this, but you are a world-caliber softball pitcher, and most of us knew back in the day that the world-class pitchers, even those that played for Canadian Tire, even some that played for Pencor, came from New Zealand. You were a bit of an anomaly as you were a world-class pitcher from right here in Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. It doesn't seem like a lot of the top-level pitchers came out of the United States because a lot of the top-level pitchers did come from New Zealand and Canada. But there was still some good American pitchers. I mean, I could name them. I pitched against them and with them. So, yeah, it was great to be classified as one of the better pitchers from the United States.
You're listening to Gros Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Pete Sandman. Pete, legendary pitcher for Penn Corps and other world caliber and championship teams back in the day. He's also leading the initiative to revitalize and renovate, as well as reopen Hubbard Park on the north side of Sioux City. And Pete, when did you realize, at what age did you realize, hey, I really have an ability, I throw this ball pretty well, and some of the older guys are starting to make comments. How old were you when that began to happen?
It's kind of funny because my good friend Steve McGuire used to take care of the ballpark at Hubbard. I used to go up there and we'd be playing baseball, and I played a little youth softball. And Boo would say, well, you guys got to get off the field. And I'd say, well, how about 4 o'clock? He says, well, I'll let you stay on to four if you pitch me batting practice before you leave. So I'd throw Boo a little batting practice. But when I got to about 16, I got into the men's league. I haven't had a release from Helan High School through Joe Malsom to pitch in the men's league. And I was a very effective the first year. So I just figured my career was going to go to softball. But whether I planned on finishing college so that I could have a degree in case I moved to California or Florida or Texas or something like that. You know, I didn't want to go out there and say, oh, I'm the pitcher. I want to go out there and say, hey, I'm qualified for a good job in these areas.
So tell us about where you went to high school and what came next.
Yeah, I went to Blessed Sacrament, as you did, and also Sioux City Helan down here. Then I went off to USD in South Dakota, Vermilion. And then I started working for Penn Corps in 1984 when I married my beautiful wife, Janelle. And I've been there ever since, and it's been a great career.
And they just happened to be the softball sponsor for world-caliber teams over the years.
That was the most amazing thing. I never thought it would happen in my backyard. You know, I thought, like I said, I'd be pitching in Michigan or California, Texas, Florida. But all of a sudden, Gail Kurtz and Ken Opstein decided they wanted to build a dynasty in Sioux City. And fortunately, I was on the team. But here's the thing. You had to be good to stay on that team, because if you weren't, you could easily be replaced. So, yeah, I had to pitch real well to stay with that team.
Well, and literally a world championship caliber softball team, and all the pieces had to fit together.
Yeah, we did. With Penn Corps, I won 3 ISC World Championships, 2 ASA National Championships, and then I went down and pitched for the Tampa Bay Smokers 1 year and won a world tournament with them, too. But the Sioux City thing was incredible because we had the best players in the world playing right here in Sioux City. And not only that, attracting the best teams from around the world to Sioux City so people could enjoy it.
Well, in the second half of the program, Pete, we're going to talk about bringing some of those legends back to town for your grand reopening and Legends game scheduled for Thursday, June 29th. Before we get there, you mentioned your wife. Tell us a little bit about your wife and your family.
Yes, I met my wife Janelle in college at the University of South Dakota. She's from Sioux Falls, and I have 3 children and 2 grandchildren. I also have a second home in Rapid City. That's where my son and grandchildren are, so I go out there quite often. Yeah, I've just been lucky. I got a great family.
And now you have recently brought your focus back to softball and particularly Hubbard Park. Obviously, this facility holds a special place in your heart, mine as well. A lot of us grew up there and appreciate that facility. But tell us about when it captured your attention again in the last couple of years, and you said, you know what? The bones, the structure are still there. Let's put a little elbow grease into this thing.
Yeah, it was during the pandemic, I would say, in 2021. I went up to Hubbard one day in the spring, and it was like the weeds are growing out of the stands about 2 foot tall, and all the fences were covered with weeds. It was just overshot. Everything's run down. The plumbing doesn't work. And I looked at it and said, you know, if we don't do something with this park, the city probably will. And that maybe not be a ballpark. So I thought about my old buddies, Steve McGuire and Dan Simon, who used to take care of that ballpark. And they would say, Pete, get something done.
Sorry. And you guys all did come together. I will tell you that I remember, Pete, I got a phone call out of the blue from Mayor Bob Scott, and he said, Chris, My buddy Pete Sandman and some of his old ball players are starting to invest time, energy, and money into the facility at Hubbard Park. I think the chamber should be a leader in this. I want a couple hundred bucks. I want you guys to put a sign on the outfield fence. And I said, you got it, Mayor, and we did so right away. But tell us again, Pete, how is this thing all coming together?
Well, at that time, I told Matt Salvatore and the city, they said, well, what do you want to do at Hubbard? I said, well, what I want to do is start a women's fast pitch league. And they're like, sounds good to me. And I'm like, well, what I'd like to do is get the girls that have played softball in the past and some that are participating now to come and play in the summer at Hubbard Park. But it never really came together. I couldn't get the girls to put together a team or play in a league. So still decided to fix the ballpark up for the use of the high schools and the colleges and the 12 and unders and all that. Maybe play a little baseball up there. So it all started with sign sales. And if you go up to Hubbard, there's like 50 different signs out on the walls. Without those sponsors, this thing never would have happened. So I thank you all. And you're going to be there for as long as you want. But then it got to the point where we needed a scoreboard. So the scoreboard was going to be our main thing. And we decided to turn to the Hard Rock. And I talked to Mike Adams down there about helping us out. And the Hard Rock said, well, they would help us with a scoreboard and name it Hard Rock Field. And I talked to Aaron Baumgars, who helped us out considerably, Garrett Smith at Jolly Time. We've got Hy-Vee on the board. We've got Prime Bank on the board. So all our sponsors are what got this going is really what I got back.
Well, that's a great shout out, and thank you to all those sponsors. Thanks also to Mike Adams at the Hard Rock and Matt Salvatore, who leads Parks and Rec with the city of Sioux City. My name is Chris McGowan. I'm your host. We're visiting with Pete Sandman about Hubbard Park and the upcoming Legends game and grand reopening. We'll be right back with the second half of our program after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and thrilled to be joined today by someone who is literally a legend in Sioux City and beyond, world-class softball pitcher extraordinaire, someone that I'm just thrilled to have with us, Mr. Pete Sandman. And Pete, in the first half of the program, you talked a little bit about your background, your Blessed Sacrament, healing, USD kind of guy, married your wife, father of three, a number of world championships with Penn Corps, some world championships with some other teams, some national championships. By the way, when they put a radar gun on you, how fast did you throw?
That's always a question. Everybody says, like, well, you throw like 100 miles an hour or what? Well, I guess the only thing I can tell you is I know back in the day I hit 82 on the gun in Oklahoma City where the girls play all the time. You see them, if they hit 70, it looks like they're bringing it, so... 82 on the gun is the equivalent of like 100-some-odd miles an hour reaction time.
It is a sight to behold, I will tell you that. I did get to see you pitch all those years ago, and I assumed it was 100 miles an hour. And is the mound closer to the plate than in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, the mound is only 46 feet, so the reaction time is very short. And again, the biggest... with that much speed, the most challenging pitch, believe it or not, is a changeup, because they throw the changeup at you when you're expecting some 100 miles an hour comes in about 60 or something.
Yeah, and you're way ahead of it. But, yeah, And you had a curveball.
Yeah, basically, we keep it simple. We just threw rise ball, drop ball, and changeups, you know, a couple of different changeups. But you can make them curve one way or the other each pitch. You know?
And mix it up and keep them guessing.
Yep.
Well, Pete, in the first half of the program, we learned that you have been instrumental in the renovation and the reopening of Hubbard Park. It was overgrown with weeds, both in the cement stands and on the fences. That's where Hubbard Park has been. Where is it today?
Well, we've come a long ways, I can say that safely. We started last year with the garage roof out in the outfield. We have painted the stands, all the railings, the concession stand, bathrooms, press box. Got new windows in the press box. And the scoreboard is up. It is on. We got to get it functioning. Electricity is up. Just recently, the parking lot has been repaved. We put in new backstop padding along the cement walls so the kids don't kill themselves running that. We have new benches in the dugouts. And, of course, put up a women's outfield fence. But in the near future, we're going to put in a bid to MERD for possibly getting some lighting done at Hubbard because the lighting is very old. Long-term stuff, I want to have a pitch speed clock. It's going to show the pitch speed right next to the scoreboard there. We're going to try to terrace the left field line in the long term, but even this fall, I have received money from MERD, and we purchased new playground equipment to go down by the parking lot down there.
And that's wonderful. And a shout out to MERD, which is the Missouri River Historical Development, the not-for-profit co-license holder with the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. So they've been very generous, not only the scoreboard, but making other investments. And Pete, we share your hope that they'll continue to support the renovation of Hubbard Park.
Well, I'm glad I started this project because I didn't know there was this much desire and so many people wanted to help out. But places like Ward Electric, Nova's Carpet, Gherkin Windows, obviously, the city of Sioux City, Midwest Construction Rental. These places have all bent over backwards and asked nothing from us, but what do you want us to do? So I just thank you all.
You know, and that's great to hear. And as I said in the first half of the program, I got a call out of the blue from the mayor saying that Pete Samman and a couple of his buddies were putting a lot of time and energy into the renovation and restoration of Hubbard Park. And such tremendous progress has been made, but I know you have a vision for the future. What does that future vision look like, Pete?
Well, we want to get the park built up to use on a variety of bases, a variety of levels. Obviously, the kids 12 and under, 16 and under, 14 and under, we like to have our college teams from town play up there. I'd like to see Morningside play Briar Cliff. We'd like to have some more high school games. Long term, I am trying to work on the University of Texas to come to Sioux City to play somebody with Michael White, their head coach, former pitcher that I pitch with. And I have been in contact with the USA national teams, trying to get a junior national team to come up here and play possibly the Canadian national team at Hubbard Park. I got to give a shout out to the guys that got this thing going, which is Steve Hoggy, one of my catchers. Back in the day, we decided we wanted to do something with Hubbard as opposed to just having practices up there. We wanted to have games. And it wasn't about 2 weeks later, our good friend Delbert Christensen moved back to Sioux City from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So it was us three heading that thing up. And unfortunately, my good friend Delbert had brain cancer.
And that's tough. And
he didn't quite make it.
And so our thoughts and prayers are with the Delbert Christensen family. And Pete, I know that these are guys that that you spend an awful lot of quality time with, and I'm sure it's emotional to think back on what they've meant to you, to your life, to the success that you've had on the diamond. It's exciting to hear future plans and future games, and that all starts with Thursday, June 29th, with the grand reopening and a Legends game. Tell us about what's going to take place up there on June 29th.
Well, like I said, I'm going to have this thing once a year in conjunction with Saturday in the Park, and the reason is so these guys that come to town don't just have a game to go to. There's other events. So the game is always going to be on Thursday night prior to Saturday in the Park. So we'll have the game at Hubbard. Going to have a lot of events. This year we'll have a few extra because of the grand opening ceremonies. But then on Friday, the softball guys are going to go out and do some golfing, and Saturday, go to Saturday in the Park. So we'll have like a three-day reunion. Some of the players that are coming back, names might be known, such as local people, Steve Van Ginkle, Bob Michelson, Buddy McNaughton, Mark Paulson. We're going to bring in some guys from the past, the Marty Kernigans, the Bill Boyer, David Boys, James Blake, Steve Phillips, some more local guys be around. We're bringing back legendary umpire Larry Heilman, Stan Winsinski, John Eagie, along with Brent Eicholt, Lee Quaid, Scott Kavarna, and the legendary Michael White is coming in. I don't think he'll be there for the game, but he will be there for the golf, which he's very good at.
Well, this is a fantastic lineup. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest is legendary softball pitcher Pete Sandman, who along with his buddies are renovating Hubbard Park. They're also organizing the first annual Legends game for Thursday, June 29th. That will coincide with the grand reopening of Hubbard Park. And Pete, do we know what time festivities are scheduled to begin on Thursday, June 29th?
Yeah, actually, some guys might be in on Wednesday, so we're going to open up the park so they can go up there and take some batting practice if you'd like to watch. But on Thursday, it's...
Well, what time is BP on Wednesday? Do we know yet?
I don't know, but I'm going to say it'd be later in the day, 4 or 5 o'clock for sure.
All right, so mark your calendars because that's going to be a hitting show for sure.
And we're also going to do some batting practice on Thursday before the game. That batting practice will probably start about 4 o'clock.
So BP on Thursday, the 29th, around 4 o'clock, and festivities are scheduled to begin at?
6 o'clock, and the game will probably go from 7 to 9.
So on Thursday, the 29th of June, BP will begin somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. and there'll be some batting practice and some guys around to talk and sign some autographs. Officially, the grand reopening starts at 6 p.m., and the game is slated to begin at approximately 7 o'clock in the evening.
Correct. We're going to play from 7 to 9, and then we're going to roll down to one of our sponsors, the Townhouse, afterwards.
And that sounds like a great Thursday. You guys are going to take the day off and go play a little golf on Friday and then support Saturday in the park on Saturday, of course. And that's Earth, Wind, and Fire, which was popular back when you were winning world titles.
Well, these guys will all know the songs.
Yes, that's fantastic. Pete, thanks so much for joining us. Any final words?
No, I just hope everybody enjoys the future of Hubbard Park. I've got some other stuff that I can't quite unveil just yet, but let me tell you, that park is going to be used, and hopefully we get it on the National Historical Register.
Well, Pete, we're so proud of all that you accomplished as an athlete, and we're so grateful to you and your peers and all the sponsors and the Hard Rock and MERD, the Siouxland Chamber, Mayor Bob Scott, so many others who have come together to support your effort in renovating that wonderful and historic park. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, Mr. Pete Sandman, join us on Thursday, June 29th for the grand reopening and Legends game. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.